Geico player of the game, at least one of them. Mackenzie Adams, sophomore quarterback out of Tulsa. It's kind of noisy in here. It's hard to hear anything.
Hey, we're so excited, man. I'm so proud of these guys, like a family, and they came out today. And, you know, offense, defense, special teams, everybody just played hard today.
And Bobby Johnson made that clear in his postgame comments. It was a complete team effort. It's exciting for him and a lot of these coaches, too, isn't it, with a lot of them being from this state?
I mean, yeah, they come back to their hometown, and you know, we had a great week of preparation and a great game plan, and we came out, and, you know, it's great that we can execute for the coaches like that. And you know, they teach us how to do it. We go out there, and we got to make plays, and that's what we did today.
Take us back to earlier in the week. Coach talked about how good the Thursday practice was, but what is it like for this club, say, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
Sunday we'll come in and we'll watch the game film and learn from that. We'll go out and have a walkthrough practice. We get Mondays off, and then after that it's straight through, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, real hard practice, and then a little bit lighter on Thursday, but a lot of mental stuff, and a Friday walkthrough, and you know, it leads up to the game. So
it all came together today. A couple of first half touchdown passes for you, one of them to George Smith, one of them to Justin Wheeler. Take us through those plays.
You know, we got a great receiver core. I feel like there's nobody, you know, obviously the big name Earl, but we got a lot of guys, you know, Earl included, that there's, you know, awesome playmakers, and I feel comfortable throwing to any of them. And you know, the play to George, you know, they brought a blitz and had somebody come off the edge, but I was able to get away from him, and George ran a great route and luckily was, you know, pretty open in the corner of the end zone. And then Wheeler, Justin ran a great route, a slant route, and kept his route going, and I hit him a little bit later than usual, but hit him across the middle, and, you know, great run in the end zone. So
I know the second half maybe offensively got a little frustrating, but it seemed like you did the things that you needed to do, whether it was running or making a big pass to a tight end for a first down to kind of keep things moving.
Yeah, it was frustrating because we didn't get any points on the board, and, you know, we really focused at halftime. We got to get at least one more score, but the way we came out and played and like you said, executed in a couple big third downs, getting first downs, keeping drives alive, and main thing over the side, we're talking about just keeping the defense off the field because they were playing their hearts out, playing great, and we were just trying to keep them off the field and work the clock a little bit and run the plays for first down. So.
Boy, the Vanderbilt defense was great, wasn't it? Just kept the heat on them all day.
Oh, my gosh. Can't get enough credit to them. You know, first half, I think our worst field position, you know, but in one drive, we were back on our 20. Every other drive was probably almost in their territory. You know, they set us up for great success, and they played their hearts out, and, you know, give a lot of credit to them.
This is one of those wins that kind of can define a whole season, can it?
You know, I think it's a great way to start a winning streak, you know, that we don't want to lose. So it's a great statement made by this team, and show what we can do when we all play good and play together like that. So
Mackenzie, congratulations. Go enjoy it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Mackenzie Adams, our Geico player of the game.